What is your opinion of the concept of new towns in general?
Taking the situation as it was just after the war, I think they were a very good idea. Certainly there was the will to build them, which is what you need to start off with. Mm. Otherwise they won't get off the ground. Mm. And there was the necessary government legislation, which might not be available now, to launch something like that. And as such, I think they provided a valuable opportunity to do things on a big scale and to rehouse people and to a certain extent take people out of London. And that was accomplished, now probably too much, but it was accomplished at the time. Mm. It achieved the opportunity for people to come from London and maybe try to live in the country, see if they did like living out, because many of them didn't. Some went back. Most of them, I think, stayed. And as such, they're from that. And also this attempt to make a homogeneous entity of employment and recreation and housing and living to see whether this would work in a small 6,000 acre site, yes, as it were. Yes. I think it has worked in many ways. It'll never achieve the feeling which one gets in an old town like Hitchin or Cambridge or Bath, in that they've been slowly established over hundreds and hundreds of years and have slowly emerged, and a lot of people have lived there for many, many years. Mm. In Stevenage, the majority of the population are new to it. It was all built in about 30 years. Mm. So it would take an enormous time for a character to emerge, I think. I'm not sure now whether the thing is, I think to start off you need the will. I don't think there's the will now to build new towns. And so therefore, whether it would be successful, there's this change of marketing techniques in shopping, going to things like hypermarkets way out from towns, which I think would predispose against forming tight new towns, really.